Mapagkakatiwalaan mo ba ang Biblia? I mean, can you trust the Bible? And you might have this question na pwede bang pagkatiwalaan ko ang Biblia, yung mga sinasabi doon na mga impormasyon, pwede ba maunawaan ko o mapagkatiwalaan ko? Sa dami-dami ng information ngayon sa internet, panahon ngayon ng information technology, sa palagay nyo kaya eh, dapat pa nating paniwalaan ng Bible sa panahon natin ngayon? Hello, this is Gene Estrabon. I'm the Senior Pastor of UVCC Church. Welcome to Speak to Inspire. Ito po ang podcast ng UVCC Church. Here in this podcast, we want to inspire you with God's Word. Welcome to Season 2. Dito sa Season 2, ang ating theme is about Bible basics. Katulad na rin din yung sa intro kanina, ang ating unang-unang pag-uusapan na ay, can I trust the Bible? Mapagkakatiwalaan pa ba natin ang Biblia sa panahon natin ngayon? Okay, kasi alam nyo, ang Bible ay napakatandang libro na. 2,000 years old, mahigit na siya. Almost 3,000 kung sa oldest na isulat sa na libro within the Bible. At kung papasinin natin, masyado siyang outdated ba? Okay, I'm questioning. Outdated na ba ito? And by the way, bago ko magpatuloy, baka sa inyo pa kinig, you may want to subscribe dito sa ating podcast. Okay, tayo ay na Spotify, nasa Apple Podcast din tayo, and Google Podcasts. And of course, nasa YouTube din tayo. Dahil starting this Season 2, tayo po ay video na and meron ng audio version lang. Okay, so please follow. Now, here's the new concept. The Bible can be trusted. Okay? Pwede mo pagkatiwalaan ang Bible. I will give you 4 reasons bakit pwede mong pagkatiwalaan pa ang Bible sa panahon natin ngayon. Okay? Una-una, the Bible is God's Word. Ito yung, sabi nga nila, love letter ng Diyos sa atin. Binigay niya ito through the stories, through the hundreds of stories na sa loob ng Biblia. And konting trivia lang para mapaisip-isip tayo ng konti. Ang Bible ay sinulat in a span of 1,400 years. So mahigit isang millennium kung ano natin, from the time na sinulat ito hanggang sa time na huling book ng Bible ay isinulat. Okay? At ang Bible ay composed of 66 books. Ito ay 27 books in the New Testament and 39 books in the Old Testament. And by the way, alam nyo ba na 40 na tao ang nagsulat nito? 2/3 ng buong Bible is Old Testament. 1/3 is the New Testament. So, mapansin natin, napaka-komplikado nito. At ang Bible, ito pa, is the best-selling book pa rin to date. At according sa napag-alaman ko, ito ay naka 5 billion copies na na-sell na. Okay? Kung sa top 3 na pinaka-nabibiling book sa history ng mundo, okay, ang sa top 3, top 1 ang Bible. Okay? At ang top 2 ay yung book ni Mao Zedong. Ang third ay ang Quran. And 1 billion something pala ang book ni Mao Zedong about communism. Okay, ang Quran is less than a billion. Pero ang Bible is 5 billion. As you can see, it's God's Word. That's why napaka niya. Ang Bible din ay na-translate into thousands of languages. In the English, 50 plus ang translation. Sa bansa natin, ako, halos lahat ata ng major languages sa bansa natin. May Cebuano, may Tagalog, Ligaynon. Lahat ng mga major words na o major languages sa Pilipinas ay may translation ng Bible. Pangalawa, God preserved the Bible throughout the history. Okay? At many tried to destroy the Bible. Isa dyan ay si Voltaire, na buhay nung around 1700s. Okay? Nung siya'y nabubuhay pa, sinabi niya, in 100 years. Okay? Sabi niya, in 100 years, mawawala na ang Bible. And after 50 years or less than a century, alam niyo po, yung Bible niya ay yung bahay niya ay binili ng ng Geneva Bible Society. At doon nagprint ng thousands and hundreds of thousands of copies ng Bible na distribute not just in Switzerland kundi sa buong Europe. Okay? At si Hitler din noong 1930s tinry niya na talagang sunugin ang mga Hebrew Bible. Okay? Sa galit niya sa mga Hudyo. Pero what's common among these two? Sila ay wala na. Ang Bible, mabenta pa rin. And most read pa rin. You see? This is something, mga kapatid. This is something. Pwede mo pagkatiwalaan ng Bible. Next reason. Truths from the Bible changes lives. Ano ba? Ang katotohanan ng Bible ay nagpapabago ng buhay. Ang sabi sa Psalm 19, okay, I will quote from the Bible. Psalm 119 verse 105, ang sabi doon, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." In Tagalog, basahin ko, "Salita mo'y isang tanglaw na sa akin ay patnubay, sa landas kong daraanan liwanag na tumatanglaw." So, papansinin natin, it's not just something na nagbibigay liwanag. Ang Bible ay liwanag. Gets? And you know, people, so many people were changed by the truths of the Bible. Maraming tao. Isa dyan, kung sa Pilipinas sa pag-uusapan natin, you can see the likes of Butch Conde. Okay? Ang founder ng Bread of Life. When he was younger, tinry niya ang lahat ng mga religion sa East, dito sa somewhere, okay, sa hanggang, I don't know kung dumating siya ng Far East, Hinduism, lahat ng mga isms na yan, until he found the Bible. And then he found Christianity. And then he found Jesus Christ. Or maribaliktad, Jesus found him. Isa pang character, isa pang personality sa Pilipinas, none other than Brother Ronald Remy, ang founder ng Corpus Christi. In the early 80s, siya ay talaga nasa charismatic movement. Pero later on, alam nyo, he was freed from other things na hindi katotohanan. And then he found the Bible, he found Jesus. Or the other way around, Jesus found him. At naitatag ang Corpus Christi, bagamat wala na si Brother Ronald Remy ngayon, pero marami siyang naiwan na impluensya sa mga pastors at mga members nung panahon na yun. And I am one of them. Okay, I am one of the thousands na naimpluensya niya. Okay? And his influence is from the Bible. And even ako po, as a teenager, nakakilala ko sa Panginoon, I was exposed to the Bible through Bible studies sa mga nagtiyaga sa akin na mag-follow up at talagang yayain ako. And again, ito naging resulta. Okay? I'm a pastor now and I lead Bible studies, counseling, at iba pa. And ang nakakatuwa po dito, mga kapatid, what's so surprising about the Bible as the vessel, as God's vessel to change lives, hindi lang tatlo ang naapektuhan dito, kundi millions of lives. Millions of lives. All over the world, there are people who believe in God because of the Bible. And many people have changed lives because of the Bible. Okay? At pang-apat na bagay, why the Bible can be trusted. Jesus is the central character of the Bible. May something ba doon? Okay? At binibenta ba natin si Christ or something? As you can see, mga kapatid, the Bible is God's Word. The Bible has been preserved throughout the centuries. Okay? At kung di man, in millenniums. And of course, truths from the Bible changes lives. Why? It's because of the central character of the Bible, si Jesus Christ. Kabataan ka man, parents ka man, business person ka man, hear this, the Bible changes lives because of the one character. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, nandun si Jesus Christ. Mababasa nyo siya dyan. Jesus inspires. You can only find it in the Bible. At yung mga books na sinulat about Jesus Christ, especially yung founded talaga, tama ang observation, interpretation, and application, nako, those words and the stories of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus will change lives. Okay? So, can the Bible be trusted? Absolutely, yes po. Now, here's a final thought. Sa panahon na ito ng madaming pagbabago at maraming mga bagay-bagay na pabago-bago, kailangan mong tingnan ang Diyos at ang Biblia. Di ito nagbabago. Ang Diyos at ang Bible never na magbabago. God loves you. Because God loves you, the Bible is still God's truth because of Jesus the Christ. So once again, thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Speak to Inspire. This has been Genesis Rabon. God bless. See you again soon.